Lord and Lady of Bowland, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. For those of you who don't know who I am Robert Parker and bow bearer of the Forest of Bowland on behalf of William, 16th Lord of Bowland. And may I welcome you all to Slayton Village Hall for an extremely enjoyable evening, I'm sure. We're all looking forward to it. William has commissioned and sponsored this concert for the enjoyment of the people of Bowland. I'm delighted to welcome him back to the Forest, together with his wife Joanna, and young son and heir to the Lordship, Henry of Bowland. Incidentally, Henry is the subject of Bowland's Son, the second and fifth songs of the song cycle. I just add, I'm going to pronounce it Bowland tonight, not Bowland, to not to offend anybody here. Go either. The music of the Forest has been composed by acclaimed Lincoln composer, Christopher Gibbs. Chris will be well known to many of you here tonight for his Forest of Bowland Suite, which was the subject of the Lord of Bowland's annual lecture in 2015. Tonight's song cycle is a world premiere, perhaps Slayton's first ever world premiere. So the red carpets are out. The cameras are here. The music of the Forest celebrates the history of Bowland and its lordship across more than 2,000 years. The song lyrics were written by the Lord of Bowland himself and set to the music by Chris. Our choir, the highly regarded Renaissance singers of Blackburn Cathedral, is led by Samuel Hudson. We're also to be welcomed as our chief instrumentalist, John Kenny, an internationally renowned experimental musician who will play both trombone and the carnics.
The carnics.
Thank you. The carnics, you can see it there, but it's an ancient Celtic war horn and has not been heard in the Forest of Bowland for more than 2,000 years. And I know Henry's looking forward to it. The song cycle will be open and closed by John Kenny on the carnics, and the six songs performed this evening will be as follows. Lord Kings of Bowland with trombone introduction, Bowland's Son with alto voice, Lord of the Fells featuring an old Norse Kenny, Sons of Sentanta, preaching the carnets, Bowland's Son, a baritone voice, and to end, Lord Kings of Bowland, with trombone thunder. Afterwards, there will be a brief question and answer session, and during which Christopher Gibbs, Samuel, and John will happily take your questions, so please think the questions up. Now. We expect to conclude the evening around about 9 o'clock. More details of the song cycle, the performers and composer can be found on the handouts left on your chairs. Note that a recording of the concert will be made available at a later date on the Forest of Bowland website. Before we commence the concert, I'd like to thank Sandra Silk and the team at the Forest of Bowland AOMB for all the hard work they have put into helping organising this evening. Sandra, thank you. There will be no interval. Sorry those who have ordered drinks at the bar. As we are recording the concert, and you'll have been asked not to bring drinks in the hall. All mobile phones, please, switch off. And I ask you to remain as quiet as humanely possible during the performance as it's being recorded. Please resist rustling papers and scraping chairs. For reasons of health and safety, I need to remind you that the fire exits for the hall are there and there. There's no fire practice tonight, so if it goes off, we want to leave promptly. Finally, before we begin, I would like to introduce our composer, Christopher Gibbs, who will make a formal presentation of the score of the music of the Forest to the Lord of Bowland. Christopher.
Thank you very much. I'd better just mention that John is
going to be starting off the concert with the harmonics and also ending at the very end. So it's all being bookended by the harmonics. So, William, on my behalf, on behalf of John Kenny, Samuel Hudson and the Renaissance Singers of Blackburn Cathedral, and on behalf of all our guests here this evening, I would like to present you with a signed copy of my score for the Music of Forest. It's been a great pleasure and privilege to have been given the opportunity to write this groundbreaking song cycle and to return the Harmonics to Bowland after more than 2,000 years. William, Joanna, Henry, Mr. Bowbearer, ladies